Some experts worry about trend, saying rap is often not reality and such evidence disproportionately affect Black Americans and Canadians. The judge who this week sent a Brother's Keeper hitman to prison for life said, "Artistic expression was one of the things that nailed Tyrell Nguyen for 2 murders and 2 attempted murders. Nguyen confessed to killing one of his victims through a music video where he rapped about the shooting the man several times, including a headshot. In her verdict, Justice Miriam Gropper of the BC Supreme Court said, "Artistic expression was first used to convict an accused in Canada in 1996. That was a poem by a rooming house resident who was found guilty of second-degree murder in a stabbing death after police found this poem in his room. Crazy thoughts passed through my head. Now I have killed a life. It's dead. I drained his blood with my knife." Hundreds of prosecutors in the U.S. and dozens in Canada have used similar evidence to get convictions, but those critical of the trend say it largely targets rap lyrics and that could be unfair to Black Canadians and other minorities, according to one Canadian law expert who wrote about a paper about Canadian examples in 2016. David Tanovich, a law professor at the University of Windsor, looked at 36 examples of rap lyrics cited in court cases, 16 of which resulted in guilty verdicts. He said by comparison, he could find only one case dealing with the admissibility of music lyrics written by a non-rap artist, that being the lyrics of a metal punk song, "Kill, Kill, Kill," which was excluded from a Newfoundland murder case. Tanovich said the Canadian cases have failed to look at the cultural aspect of rap lyrics to decide if they should be included as evidence or to address the relevance of race and bias when assessing whether or not the evidence is prejudicial to the accused's case. He recommended courts take a culturally competent and critical race approach when deciding whether the lyrics are admissible as evidence. In Nguyen's case, Gropper quoted the lines from his video, "Hop out the whip with a burner, B. H. Headshot. I'm dumping clips, that's plural shish, and, I heard there was a tag, half a clip into his brain." She wrote that she agreed with Crown. The first line refers to the killing of Randy Kong, whom Nguyen was convicted of shooting in 2017 in Bolivar Park in Surrey after driving up in a whip or vehicle with a burner or gun. Kong was shot several times, dumping clips, that's plural shish, and specifically in the head, headshot. "I find the lyrics refer to numerous shots fired into the head and body of Randy Kong," she wrote. "I conclude Mr. Nguyen is claiming in the music video to be the shooter and his is the principal of first-degree murder of Randy Kong, or at least a party to the murder." Crown submitted the reference to a tag, refers to a price tag on Kang's head to be paid to a contract killer. Court heard Nguyen was paid $100,000 for killing Kong. In addition to Kang's first-degree murder, Nguyen was found guilty of killing Jagvir Singh Mali in 2018 in Abbotsford and of attempted murder of Kang's brother, Gary Kong, and of Camilo Alonso, on the same night Randy was killed. Using rap lyrics as evidence in criminal trials is more prevalent in the U.S., where researchers at the University of Richmond in Virginia found 500 cases in the decade between 2009 and 2019, according to Scott White, editor-in-chief of TheConversation.com, said in a September 2023 article online. He said if prosecutors show the lyrics establish motive, intent or identity of a crime, then most judges allow the evidence. While there have been hundreds of cases in the past 30 years against rappers that use their rap lyrics as evidence of a crime, similar charges have not been brought against creatives in other genres at the same rate, he said. As a result, allowing a rap artist's lyrics to be used as evidence of a crime risks weaponizing an art form dominated by Black and other people of color, he said. California passed a bill in 2022. Banning lyrics being used as evidence unless they're directly relevant to the case and won't inject racial bias into the proceedings, he said. In New York, a law is in the works to ensure criminal defendants are not tried on their artistic works submitted as evidence, he said. And writing in The Guardian in the UK, youth worker and author Kieran Thapar, who has appeared as an expert witness in court cases using rap music words, wrote that using lyrics as key factor to a conviction is wrong. The lyrics are usually written in the influencer-driven social media economy and blur the line between reality and virtual reality, he wrote. Treating videos and lyrics as if they are automatically confessional signals a rushed lack of humility, nuance, or cultural sensitivity, he said. In a high-profile upcoming case in the U.S., with rapper Young Thug is going on trial soon on gang and racketeering charges. A judge ruled in November that prosecutors will be allowed to use 17 sets of rap lyrics as evidence against him as long as they can show they're related to crimes the rappers and others are accused of committing, according to the Associated Press. Defense lawyers had asked the judge to exclude them, arguing the lyrics are constitutionally protected speech in the U.S. and would be unfairly prejudicial, it said.